Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. In those days Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the word which he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The word which was proclaimed throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses to all that he did both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him manifest, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 8, verses 12 through 20. "Again Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.' The Pharisees then said to him, 'You are bearing witness to yourself. Your testimony is not true.' Jesus answered, 'Even if I do bear witness to myself, my testimony is true, for I know whence I have come and whither I am going. But you do not know whence I come or whither I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone that judge, but I and he who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two men is true. I bear witness to myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness to me.' They said to him, 'Therefore, where is your Father?' Jesus answered, 'You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also.' These words he spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come."
On this day, the 3rd of May, we commemorate Father Theodosius, abbot of Kiev Caves Lavra. Our righteous Father Theodosius was born in 1009, not far from Kiev, and brought up in Kursk. From early childhood he showed the wisdom of an elder, avoiding childish games and refusing to wear anything but the poorest of clothing. When he was about 13 years old and his father died, he began to humble himself even more, going out to work with the serfs in the field. His mother went so far as to beat him in her attempts to make him behave more respectably. Hearing of the labors of St. Anthony of Kiev, he fled to him secretly and was accepted by him as a disciple. He was tonsured at the age of 24 by St. Anthony's disciple Nikon and was elected abbot in the Caves Monastery in 1057, since St. Anthony refused this out of humility and lived his whole life as a hermit. It was St. Theodosius who introduced in Russia the cenobitic rule of the monastery of Studium in Constantinople, and under his guidance many monks attained to great holiness, and the monastic life spread. When Prince Sviatoslav drove out his elder brother, the pious Prince Izyaslav, and ascended to the throne of Chemigov in his place, St. Theodosius courageously rebuked him and continued reproving him even when threatened with exile. At the request of Prince Shimon, the son of Varangian, Viking prince, the saint wrote a prayer for the nobleman's forgiveness of sins, and at his behest had it placed in his coffin, whence arose this custom in Russia. He reposed on May 3rd, 1074, being 65 years of age.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net.
If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.